Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Connor. Hey, Connor. He sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what makes these stories 10 times more awesome? Yeah, sharing with a friend. So right now, think of two friends that you can text this episode to, and you guys can listen to it together. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Today's story starts in a very strange place. A place that we've never been before. This is in Professor Sticky Fingers' secret cave. Yes, he has a secret cave where he does all kinds of experiments. Wait. What kind of experiments do you think Professor Sticky Fingers does? Oh, yes. He creates all that sticky goo that sticks to his fingers that helps him steal things. And today, the Purple Ninjas are helping him with a new batch of sticky goo.
All right, Professor, how many cups of the cornstarch did you need us to add into this big bucket?
Oh, boy. It was 4 tablespoons. That's how much.
All right, 4 cups coming up. Here we go.
Wait a second. The professor just said 4 tablespoons, but the purple ninjas are putting in cups. Is a tablespoon the same as a cup?
No! No, a tablespoon is way less than a cup.
Uh-oh. What's going to happen?
Professor, something crazy is happening. It's all starting to bubble over.
Oh, boy, I hope you didn't put in too much cornstarch, or else this whole thing's gonna blow.
Uh-oh, I think we might have put in a little bit too much.
How much did you put in?
We put in 4 cups.
Oh, boy, we gotta run for the hills. She's gonna blow.
And the professor was right. The sticky glue exploded out of the cave and all over the forest. The Purple Ninjas and Professor Sticky Fingers were one giant sticky mess.
Ah, man, this is disgusting. Oh, it's all over me. Let's go back to the blimp lab. Ugh.
That giant mess from the explosion of the sticky goo didn't only just cover the Purple Ninjas and Professor Sticky Fingers. It also covered a creature that was in the forest.
This is disgusting. Oh, dear.
As he started to move throughout the forest, everything started to stick to him because he was very, very sticky. Pretty soon, he was rolling around like a giant sticky ball, and everything was sticking to him like a snowball. And the more he rolled, the more he gathered. The more he gathered, the bigger he got. And the bigger he got, the more stuff stuck to him, and oh, dear. It is about to get very, very messy. Connor was playing in his backyard when all of a sudden, his spy beeper went off. Bzz, 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 bzz. He played the message and it said,
"This is HQ. Connor, we need you to go to the forest as soon as possible. There seems to be some kind of stealing creature. He must be on the Professor Sticky Fingers team. But he is rolling around the forest and everything it touches, he steals. You must stop him soon."
"Oh no, that sounds serious," said Connor. Off in the distance, he could hear a lot of people screaming. He ran over as fast as he could, and there it was! It was a ginormous slime ball rolling down the street, sticking to everything in its way. It was stealing cars and people's things and food and even one very fluffy puppy. Oh! As the puppy rolled down the street, stuck to this giant slime ball, Connor knew exactly what to do.
"Shh! Spyology Squad! We need some of that bubbleberry soap! Hurry!"
"Shh! This is Jaden. I hear you loud and clear. We will send you some bubbleberry soap on the drone right now. Just hang tight."
Connor did not know what to do. The whole town was screaming at this giant slime creature that was taking over everything. Anything it touched, it was getting stuck to the slime ball.
This must be someone on Professor Sticky Fingers' team. Everyone stay clear, stay back, or else it's gonna steal your stuff, said Connor. Up in the sky, he could see the Spyology Squad drone that was dropping some bubbleberry soap. This soap was specially made for Professor Sticky Fingers' sticky goo. As Connor started to spray the soap all over the sticky ball, it started to disintegrate.
It's working, said Connor.
Pretty soon, all the stuff that had been sticking to this ball were starting to fall off and become unsticky. The ball was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The more he sprayed, the faster it went.
All right, everyone, grab your things and then step back. I gotta spray down everything to get rid of all this goo.
Oh, thank you so much. That was absolutely awful in there.
Who said that? Said Connor. As the last of the goo slipped off, he realized
it was a squirrel
that was inside this giant sticky goo ball.
Yes, I don't know anything what happened, but all I remember is I was just eating some acorns in the forest, and then all of a sudden this giant slime explosion covered me, and I just started rolling, and I don't know what happened, but I'm very, very dizzy.
The squirrel's eyes were still spinning from all the rolling he had done, and that is when it all made sense to Connor. This was not a bad guy stealing everything from the town. There must have been some kind of accident at Professor Sticky Fingers' lab that caused that squirrel to get covered in the sticky goo.
Wow, great job, Connor. You saved your city, and you also saved that squirrel from living a life of accidentally stealing everything.
And you also cleaned him up, which that is... Oh, I'm so glad that we no longer have that slime monster rolling around town. The end.
Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Elizabeth and Margaret from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, Haven from Colorado, Ben and Beckett from Seattle, Maya from Boston, Wesson from Ontario, and Henry and Ophelia from California. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And I will see you next time. Bye.